I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Just days ahead of high-level talks with South Korea, North Korea's inflaming the tensions. There have been minor skirmishes, and North Korea's promising unpredictable retaliation. Meanwhile, dictator Kim Jong-un has reappeared in public with an image reboot. Greg Musselman is with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada, and he says North Korea will have to do better than that at the negotiating table.
They're going to have legitimate talks. The first thing that comes up is their human rights violations, not only against Christians, but anybody considered a political enemy of the state, and they're tortured, executed.
Traditional means of gospel work don't exist in North Korea, but
we're broadcasting the gospel on a shortwave radio. There's the balloon launches that go in there, and gospel tracts are in these balloons, and people are finding them and reading them.
God's working there, so keep praying.
In spite of all the obstacles the North Korean government puts up, they still can't stop the work of the kingdom, and the gospel continues to go forward.
And in the United States, it's starting to feel a lot like Hollow Giving's Miss. Did you catch that? Christmas retail creep in October leaves a lot to be desired. These days, people want to give meaningful gifts that have impact, and that's why Far Corners Missions is offering the Giving Book. President Gary Bishop says,
it gives people a chance to do a specific thing for a person on the other side of the world that has no way to provide for themselves, to give them an important gift.
Plus, recipients almost always ask why they're being helped.
That gives us the great opportunity to say, it is only because of Jesus' love. And then that allows us to tell them the story of Jesus.
All you have to do is ask for your copy of the Giving Book. The details are at our website. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blasts for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date missions news every day. I'm Ruth Kramer.